More than 40 people gathered at Middlebury's public library for what was at times a painfully emotional meeting. Louise Fork's frustration with the state came out loud and clear.
What would you do if you saw one of your children being sexually abused? And you called DCF and you say, I saw this going on with my own eyes. And what do I hear? Do you have any evidence? Do you have any proof?
Fork says she's especially troubled by DCF's focus on keeping what she describes as dysfunctional families together.
So Mr. Racine wants to take these children, no matter how badly they're beaten on, and keep them in the family. You're taking care of bullies in the school. What about the bully in the home?
A few minutes later, another person testified just as passionately that DCF is too eager to break families apart. The two opposing views show just how difficult and complex child protection issues are for the state. Damina Noonan, a child care coordinator in Addison County, pointed out that social workers face increasingly difficult situations. Yet just as their caseloads are on the rise, she told lawmakers community resources are being cut. And while substance abuse is a huge part of the problem, she says DCF social workers are neither drug counselors nor mental health clinicians. Senator Kevin Mullen says lawmakers have to figure out a way to lift some of the confidentiality constraints as well as provide more oversight of DCF.
Try to make sure that there's better review of the state employees, because what I'm hearing is we had a foster parent testify that she had worked with multiple offices and saw a vast difference in what happened at those offices. And one office had made frequent visits to confirm the child was okay and everything else, and another office had never even gone and visited her.
Lawmakers will host their final three hearings on DCF next Tuesday in St. Johnsbury, Montpelier, and Morrisville. Community members say they hope to present their final recommendations by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Middlebury.